This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. It is coming up to 12:05 on this Tuesday, the 18th of September. Hope you've all had a lovely long weekend.
All refreshed.
And yeah, we say that. Yeah. I'm not so refreshed myself. What about you, Christine?
I'll have a sleep, guys. Yeah.
Sometimes these long weekends go on a little bit too long. I mean, yeah. I know we complain
too
about
too many of them in succession. That was the issue as well.
I don't know if we do, you know. I mean, I'm quite happy with these long weekends. And if they want to throw more this way, I'm happy with that.
Hey, it's like a four-day work week, right?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We should stick with that. Anyway, ladies and gents, lined up throughout the show today, four stories for you, of course. One which includes a discussion we want to be talking about, which we're going to be kicking off with, about how over the weekend, a couple of events, Rio in the City and the Tiffin
Food Court.
Tiffin Food Court. They both went cashless. Mm-hmm. One chose to use the Boost app. The other one chose to use
GrabPay.
So they went entirely cashless and used e-wallets. So what we're asking is, if you attended one of these things, let us know what the experience was like. You know, was it difficult? What was the challenges? Did you enjoy it? If you didn't attend one of these events, we're not going to leave you out as well. You can discuss with us what you think about going cashless and what the future of e-wallets will be like for you, and when you would use it and when you might not use
it. Because we've had this discussion before, and I just thought, like, you know,
Let's
just see how it goes. So, I want people to, you know, also give us your thoughts.
Interesting thing is, we've already had a whole bunch of feedback. Mm. So you can get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, as usual. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. We can have a discussion there too. Right, so that's story number one, what we're leading with. Story number two, IKEA, depending on where you're from, are now interested in self-driving cars. They're not going to be making them. They're not going to be developing them. They're going to be doing something with them, which we'll discuss a little bit later on. Story number three will be about whether or not you have over-delegated.
Yep.
Right?
It's a problem.
Is it?
It is actually a problem.
And then wrapping up with story number four, it's an interesting one. Is the new iPhone XS sexist?
It's interesting that you say XS because it's supposed to be XS, but you know, it's confusing itself.
Well, right? I think anything,
the naming convention is just really confusing. But yeah, people are saying now the iPhone XS XS is sexist.
No, let's see.
Well, I think calling it XS and their pricing is about correct. Where I stand, anyway. Okay, let's lead with this story then about the long weekend.
Yeah, because we've done numerous shows, whether it's on BizBytes, whether it's me and Matt, or whether it's just, you know, any tech talk interviews. We've gone about talking about, you know, let's go to a cashless society. There's so much of benefits into this, right? When you go abroad, even if you go down to Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, you know, recently went to Sweden, a lot of these places have also adopted this cashless society. So over the weekend, there were two big events. Of course, Rio in the City has been going around like once a month. And then this time around, you know, Grab decided to do a partnership with Rio.
Yeah.
So they did it in YTL's Central East,
which was interesting because up until now it's always been APW, just down the road from where I live.
Yeah, so this time they moved it to this, you know, superb location. It's absolutely beautiful. There's a lot of history in this building as well. So they moved it over there and, you know, decided to, like, we're also going to try and promote about GrabPay. So it's totally cashless. You can only use GrabPay for Rio. And then also there's the other one called Tiffin Food Court. That started in August 30th and I think it's just going to go all the way down till October 21st or something like that. And that uses Boost. You can only pay using the Boost mobile wallet.
Which again, we've done an interview with here on Enterprise.
Exactly. So I decided, you know, over the weekend on Saturday, I was like thinking, oh man, like, what do I do? Like, I know I'm at home in Ampang and I'm like thinking, you know, maybe I should just go down to check out Central. It's nearby. So call up a few of my friends and ask them if they're, like, actually didn't ask them. I begged them to go with me because I needed a partner to go down to this kind of hipster events, right?
So just believe in yourself, Jeff. It's okay.
So I went over there, you know, like one of these, you know, really awkward guys who's just, you know, around there looking and asking people, oh, how has it been using this the service enough? So my own experience of using GrabPay at Rio it's kind of like a mixed bag there. So I did not register for GrabPay, as in I did not, you know, upload my card and, you know, register it and get it approved prior to the event. I did it on
the
day.
Did you know that you needed to before?
Yeah, I knew. But like for me, I'm like, I don't want to be the one who's informed of all of this. I'm going to be just, you know, probably majority of the people who go there thinking that it's this another festival that could use cash and stuff. Yeah, I know Grab is giving like a discount for your rides, but going in there totally blinded of what, you know, how you make payments, right? So I went in there and then it's like, oh, you know, there was the Grab service assistant told me, so it's all Grab Pay through. It's like, great. So registered for it. It's within the Grab app that I already have installed. And then it took me about 5 to 10 minutes to get it registered and approved. So I had to upload the my card, right, into the system. And then it took about 5 minutes before I could then do top-ups in the account itself, right? Then it started having issues because I think it was a lot of people. I went there on Sunday itself, so it was Malaysia Day itself. It took me about 20 minutes to get my account reflected of what I have topped up with my credit card. 20 minutes. So initially I thought like, this is a bit like weird because now I'm not sure where the money is because I've already made the payment, which is 20, 50 or 100. That, right. That's the only amount that you could top up.
How much did you put on, if you don't mind me asking?
50.
Okay.
So I decided, you know, 20 is too little. Like I can only probably buy a meal. 50 might be a sweet spot. 100 may be way too much, you know, unless I have way too many friends that I'm being very generous, right? So I thought like 50 is a sweet spot. You know, I'm one person, a couple of, you know, food and then maybe just some souvenirs and that's it. $50 took about 20 minutes before it was reflected to my account. And, you know, in that 20 minutes, I was really worried and like freaking out. And I guess it's because there are just too many people using it at the same time. So it takes a while. And then I got up to a store and I saw this store that was selling this really delicious ikan bilis jar thingy, sambal ikan bilis. I'm just a sucker for all of this kind of like, you know, really, you know, Malaysian-based paste that you could bring around and travel, right? So I asked the lady, how much is it? And it's like, well, it's 25, but, you know, because you're using Grab Pay, Grab is, you know, generous enough to give a 3 ringgit discount on any of the products. If the item is 3 ringgit and below, you only pay 1 cent. So water was 1 cent for 2 bottles. Ice creams was like also 1 cent because they were less than 3 ringgit. So this jar...
You mean a dollar, not 1 cent?
A cent.
A cent.
Yeah,
oh,
a cent.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's lower than 3 ringgit, which is Grab is subsidizing all. Which is very nice, just because they want you to be familiarized using you know, a Grab Pay itself.
It's also smart that it's 3 ringgit and not 5.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, most of the things are more than 3 anyways, right? So where I find it a little bit confusing is that when you go up and make a purchase, you have to actually then tap onto the you go into Grab Pay sign at the top right hand corner, and then you hit pay. So mind you, this is 3 steps already. I know I'm being nitpicky here. This is 3 steps. I hit pay, and then I scan the QR code, 4th step, and then I have to type in the amount that I actually need to pay, which I find a little bit weird because my dream of a cashless society, if it's a QR code dream, then it's fine. I snap the QR code, it automatically tells me how much was this, and then it just done, right?
But, okay, I'm already thinking that the QR code that you scanned is for that particular merchant,
it's
right?
For the merchant, so it's not, you know, you can't always just keep turning out new QR codes for different
items that you
items,
want to buy.
Right? So right. Like, if I'm buying 5 items, then like, you know, the vendor has to compile all of this file, create a QR code. Can't do it on the spot.
Right.
So yeah, I actually then have to key in the amount, which is, I mean, it's fine, but yeah, it's tedious. It's exactly the same thing with cash, it's just you're doing it in a different way. The whole point of going cashless is to be, you know, it's just streamlining. I don't need so many steps. I just tap and go. Tap and go, it seems to be like the best way of moving forward.
Mm,
Yeah, so actually we have a tweet here from at Azrai, that's like A-A-Z-R-A-A-I, who says card is cashless too. And this is kind of my personal view on that, is that in my idea of a cashless society, it's how I use my cards now. It's how I use my debit card now. I can pay Wave, for example.
Exactly.
The exact same amount that I want to actually pay, as opposed to having to type in the thing and go and do the thing. So for me with e-wallets, I mean, I've only ever used GrabPay maybe once, and that was because my card was not working. You know, I kind of feel like that hassle of having to like top up the wallet and then go through that process and do the QR code and go and back and forth and back and forth. At this point in time, because that system hasn't been like fully, you know, worked out, all the kinks haven't been worked out yet, it's not in a place where we can use it with as much ease as just card or cash.
Yeah.
And that's the real, I think that's the real kind of pain point here. You know, if in time we find a way to, let's say you can just with like Apple Pay and Samsung Pay, I think you can just beep your phone down and then it will just pay, like then maybe that would be a way of doing it.
Yeah. But, so Apple Pay and Samsung Pay, Apple Pay I think is not available yet in Malaysia, no. But Samsung Pay is. And Samsung Pay, it's not really a wallet per se. It's more of a payment gateway because it just links to your card and right. It just charges your card as of when you use it, right?
So, which ideally is what the QR code should be.
Yeah.
So with Boost and with Razor Pay, with Touch and Go Wallet, with you know Grab Pay, these are wallets that you can store money inside of this thing. So even if you don't have a credit card or a debit card, which is for the unbanked people, right? Mm. The whole idea is that in this app, you have money that you can use.
Right.
There's a few niggles, right? A lot of hassle, just struggling at times.
What we just pointed out is you can only upload certain amounts of money.
Same with Boost too, with
both of these. And I hear that once you've put that money in there, it's difficult to get back out again.
Mm. You can't take it back out. You just leave it in the app.
Right. That's something to discuss in the next talk set then, right? We're going to take a very short break. Don't forget, if you went to either of these events, let us know what your experience was like. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, or on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Music coming up right now from the Kings of Leon with The Bucket. When we get back, a story about how IKEA is now interested in self-driving cars. All coming back up in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.